It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new survey finds Coloradans are largely on board with staying at home to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. That's despite the broad economic impact. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
A new poll taken in mid-April found that more than 60% of Coloradans back a policy of staying at home to slow the spread of coronavirus. The poll was conducted by Healthier Colorado and the Colorado Health Foundation. Even though the majority of those polled backed the state's response, there was a split along political lines. Those who leaned Democratic favored staying at home over reopening the economy, while those who identified as Republican favored opening up the state. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Now that Colorado's stay-at-home order has been lifted, some employers can bring back half of their workforce, but some employees feel like they're faced with a tough decision, return to work or put their health at risk. At a press conference yesterday, Governor Polis said certain employees will be protected under a new executive order.
It's illegal for your employer to force you back to work. If you're a member of a vulnerable population, they're putting you at risk for doing so.
The order also requires employers to accommodate parents with kids at home and protects unemployment benefits for those who refuse to return to unsafe conditions. The order does not detail how those rules would be enforced. The governor has issued a disaster declaration for western Colorado fruit growers affected by a freeze 2 weeks ago that wiped out parts of the state's peach crop. The declaration gives farmers access to loans and other assistance. Peaches account for 75% of Colorado's fruit production. There are new numbers on Colorado's response to the 2020 census. Parts of the North Metro area have the highest response at close to 65%. The lowest response rate is on the western slope with 45%. Colorado's response rate is higher than in much of the rest of the U.S. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.